Being a new parent is hard, and we at WEAA had some questions about some of the approaches for parents of young children. And Maryland Family Network has agreed to offer up some advice and suggestions. I'm Ayana Dene, and I recently spoke with Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network. Learning to make decisions as a child prepares us to make good decisions as adults. When you honor a preschooler's choice, it tells them that you respect them and their abilities. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here today to talk about helping children make their own choices. Doug, help us choose where to start.
Something as simple as, do you want to wear the orange shirt or the purple one today, can promote responsible decision-making in your children. It's a great place to start because it doesn't impact anyone else, and even though it seems like a simple choice to us, children must live with the decision.
Honestly, there's been days where I've spent more time picking my shirt color than I'd care to admit. What about some tougher choices? Maybe ones that do affect others?
Understanding that our choices can affect others is a developmental milestone, and we shouldn't expect children to comprehend that before about age 4. By that age, a child understands that others have similar emotions to themselves. For example, it hurts to step on a Lego in bare feet. So parents can ask, when you leave your toys out, someone could trip and fall on them or get hurt. What should we do to avoid that? Those questions help strengthen children's emotional development, but steer clear of statements that focus on negatives, like, why are you so irresponsible with your toys?
Stepping on a Lego is a 10 on the pain scale for sure. Carrying those conversations through to the conclusion, stepping on a toy and getting hurt, are great ways for children to understand the implications of their choices and to come up with a good plan. Tell us about some of the harder choices a child might have to make.
Open-ended questions can be hard for young children to comprehend. Adults need to guide them through the options. For example, what are some good ways to let me know you're unhappy? Should you kick and scream, or should you tell me what you're feeling?
It's hard to know the right decision sometimes, even as an adult. What should parents do when the kid gets it wrong?
All important skills take practice, and this is no different. Don't let your child hurt themselves or others, but it's okay if they make poor choices sometimes and must sit with the consequences. It's how we learn.
Thank you for making the choice to join us today. Talk to you next week, Doug. The First 5 Years is made possible with major support from M&T Charitable Foundation. For more information, visit MarylandFamilyNetwork.org.